This is HPR episode 1993 entitled, Can Your Window Manager Do This? It is hosted by Nacho Jordi and is about 34 minutes long. The summary is, where I show off my rat poison configurations.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi everyone, welcome one more time to Hacker Public Radio. I am Nacho Jordi, and this time I'm going to discuss a few tweaks you can do with the Rat Poison Window Manager that you can find in the internet to be downloaded for free. You will find the link in the show notes. And first of all, for those who haven't used Rat Poison before, a few words of caution. Rat Poison is a tiling window manager. Tiling window managers work in a different way than the usual window manager. The usual window managers are based in treating, I think the philosophy of those window managers could be described as they treat the windows like objects that you can drag around and minimize, maximize, restore, etc. Rat Poison on its side, it's a tiling window manager. It takes the full screen for granted, so to speak, and it divides it according to the windows you have available. You can make them visible or not visible, but the whole screen is treated like a window, even when there's a space where you only have the desktop showing. That would be a way of describing tiling managers. So this time of window managers, I'm aware that they are not perhaps for everybody or for everybody's taste. In my case, I prefer them because especially Rat Poison is a very Spartan, very, very, very bare, naked kind of window managers. In fact, it's difficult to show it how it works in a screenshot because it's so bare. It's just, you just get the programs you're using and a few pixels divider between each windows. This kind of window manager, it's very according to my way of feeling and of thinking about stuff, because I'm a person that I think I give predominance to function over form to a degree that some people can find sometimes excessive, and also I myself find it, maybe I'm going too far in giving predominance to function. Sometimes I think I would wear a sack instead of a t-shirt just to be done with the clothing stuff. I mean, the sack covers you just the same, or maybe using a rope instead of a belt to, it holds your pants up there, no? So that's my natural tendency. Of course, I know that tendency can sometimes be excessive, especially in social context, and I keep an eye on it. But for everyday work, one intends to be as comfortable as possible, and I found that after pretty much trying every window manager in sight, my choice is for Rat Poison. I think I started using it in 2009 perhaps, or 2010, and I've never looked back. I've never found anything better for my taste. With this, I don't mean I despise animations and beeps and colors and themes and that kind of stuff. I know in a way they can also contribute to quality of life. If you spend a lot of hours in front of a computer, maybe, like I say, maybe I'm too extreme. But, well, maybe some people is like me and don't need that kind of bells and whistles. So, yeah, my priorities are perhaps different. I'm not so interested in animations and beeps. I don't miss them. But I don't recommend this option. It's only mine, and it's something I wanted to say forward before anything else. Okay, so what else can I say about rat poison? Firstly, I have a bit of a complaint about the name. I've never liked the name because it's a negation, and I don't think it's a fortunate name. That it doesn't good service to the window manager. First, because the name is composed of two quite disgusting and negative words: rat, which is a filthy animal, and poison, which is something nobody wants to have in their lives. Of course, the idea behind this name is that it's a window manager that despises openly a mouse, and the developers consider that mouse is an inefficient and an ugly way of doing stuff. So they say, with this program we're going to kill the rat. They cannot despise the mouse more. In addition to being disgusting by itself, rat poison, to ugly words, to words referring a concept that is ugly, the name is a bad idea because it's a negation. It's not telling what the program does, but what the program does not do. In my view, when you have any product, the name must tell its virtues, not what it is lacking. So I would have chosen for this program something. I'm terrible at giving name to things, and to especially to programs, but I would have preferred something in the lines of pro keys, no? Because it's not against the mouse, but in favor of keys, something like that, or mega keys, or something of that kind. I think, like I say, it makes a disservice to a program that is so good and so flexible. So, yeah, because rat poison, like I say, I've tried other window managers, a lot of them, and to me, it's the most perfect window manager I've found. That's not to say that it's completely perfect. No program can be tailored to that extent. And also, a window manager is something that you use for everything and anything, and is going to be used in a lot of context with different programs. So, for example, one thing that rat poison has that it's a bit weird is it uses a concept called groups. You can create groups and name them, but it's a bit strange because you can have on screen a program while the active group is some different one. So when you get out of that screen, if you want to go back to it, you won't be able because it doesn't belong to the active group. It's a different way of working, and that allows you a lot of things. For example, having different workspace in my computer. I have 5 workspaces, which is great. 5 desktops. But it gets a lot of time to get used to it. Another thing that is a bit an opportunity for improvement is the command syntax. It's to, you can execute ratpoison commands from the, from a terminal, and the syntax is something like ratpoison.c, the command that you want. The thing is, if you want certain complex things, you have to call ratpoison from a terminal, and then the syntax gets very complicated very quickly, and it's like a game of Russian dolls within, in which in the same command you have to, the terminal calls ratpoison, which calls a bash command, and if you need to do something that includes variables, oh boy, ouch, ouch, ouch. But it's worth the effort of the learning curve. In the end, all you need is, when you get one command working in ratpoison, document it to death, copy example in some place where you can use it as a reference. Because once you have the recipes to do stuff, the things that you can do with ratpoison are incredible and limitless, as I hope to prove later. Also, another frequent complaint that people have about ratpoison, and very fairly, is that certain programs don't, especially programs that open a lot of windows on by themselves, don't render very well in ratpoison. The typical example, and the most notable example, is GIMP. GIMP, the first time you execute it in ratpoison without unaware of what's going to happen, you're going to face something like, it's like a disco flickering of windows that start to alternating one and the other. Then you have to start dividing the screen and sending each window to a place. But then, if you are going to work for a long time steadily in GIMP, it's okay. But if you have to move to a different window to do something different and then go back to GIMP, you get the disco flickering again. So GIMP is usually not recommended to be used with ratpoison. You can do it. I mean, if you're only doing a GIMP thing, you can distribute the windows and don't touch them anymore. But the ratpoison developers claim that this kind of problems, like the disco flickering, are due to poor design in the programs. But that's a very small consolation. The world is full of poorly designed programs, if that's the truth. And if I design a program of this kind, I should take some kind of measures to face this situation, which is known that it's going to happen. Well, in fact, they provide a solution that it's that you can get out of ratpoison and start at, there's a command, I seldom use it, so the name I don't remember the name of the command, but the thing is, you can start a different window manager, and then when you close it, come back to ratpoison. I've done that with the GIMP successfully a few times. Of course, it's not as comfortable as doing everything in ratpoison, but it's a great option that no other window managers don't provide. So another limitation that I find in ratpoison, but it's a limitation of a feature that is absolutely great, so it's kind of opportunity for improvement for the future, is that in ratpoison you have a function key which starts a line, a command line, where you can type commands, both related to ratpoison working. For example, divide the current screen in two thirds, but also you can execute the terminal commands directly without opening a terminal. That's very useful, for example, to execute certain programs or when you need a quick output or something. But this limitation of a great thing, like I say, is that command line uses sh instead of bash. I mean, it would be absolutely awesome and fabulous if I could access all my alias and shortcuts that I have created in my bash rc. If I could use that in the command line of rat poison, that would give me a functionality that would be out of the map, incredible. So maybe something that can be done with some kind of workaround. I've tried and failed a couple of times in rat poison, but maybe it's something that can be done. The configurations you make in rat poison window manager, by the way, you do it, you do them editing a configuration file, which is called .ratpoisonrc. You make the changes there, and then you refresh the rat poison, and it's a very quick process. So, well, that's a bit about a general overview of rat poison, what it does, what it doesn't do, what it doesn't do, etc. I think it's had some kind of spin-off that's called Awesome Window Manager. I haven't tried it because I'm very settled in my ways, and I've dedicated like maybe already a few hundreds of hours to customizing my system, and it's absolutely great. I think if somebody had to enter my computer, they would find difficult to navigate, to do basic navigation due to the way things are configured there. Absolutely quick. So what are the things you can do to your initial vanilla rat poison? I'm going to tell a few besides the basic configuration. I think that I find essential and try to install in all my systems, which is not easy. It's a patch that allows you to give a different color border to the window that's active. I don't understand why this option is not active by default. It's because it's very useful, very important, and very straightforward. In rat poison, what you get out of the box is that when you enter a certain window, there's a small text that says current window, but the text lasts like a couple of seconds. If you go, you have to stop looking at the computer for a second, and then you go back. There's no marker to know which is the window that it's active. So with this patch, which is also customizable, which color you want, it's an essential functionality that should be included by default. And also it's a patch that takes some time to implement. I'm always trembling when I have to put it in a new rat poison installation, because I'm not exactly sure of how to do it. So I do it by chance. Another thing that adds a lot of functionality to rat poison to help your workflow is a couple of commands that I also took from the internet that allow you to save frames. For example, if you've been working in something, let's say a process where you have to copy a text file from a website and put it into a text file, and then you have find the perfect dimensions for the website on the left side, let's say, and the text editor on the right. To save you the effort of finding that next time, you can save the frames, the dimensions of the frames where the programs will be open. The limitation of this, which is a shame, is that that saving does not save the programs that you're using, only the structure, the dimensions of the frames, and you'll have to execute the programs again manually when you next time you want to do that task. It would be great if you could save sessions, complete sessions with that included both things. But that's another project I'd like to take, but it's a bit difficult to face with rat poison and not very steady, because mostly because of each program takes a different time to initialize, so you're never sure that you have to automate the way the programs on the active windows are selected, and I still don't know how to do it. But anyway, even with this limitation, this command, which they are called rput and rget for ratpoison put and ratpoison get. You give them a name like file transfer. No, ratget file transfer. You're doing a file transfer and you give it a name, file transfer, and next time you can get the framework structure file transfer. And it's great. You get a library of things that you've already done and save a lot of time. So this, until here, these are a couple of, I've covered a couple of things of modifications that I've taken from the internet. Mainly the patch to give a colored border to the active window. And these commands are put on rget to save frames. Now I'd like to discuss a couple of tweaks I've done by myself. Ratpoison makes it so easy to customize and configure and test changes that you are always like, hey, in 5 minutes I can check if this would work. I'm not even sure. Sometimes you have ideas, but that you have to test before you know if they are practical, if they would really save you time. And the fact that ratpoison takes so short time to implement new things is great for, it encourages that kind of experimentation. If this technique doesn't save you time, you haven't lost much, because it only took 5 minutes to change the ratpoison RC file and see that it wasn't a good idea. So yeah, I've done a lot, hundreds and hundreds of customizations. My ratpoison RC file is very, very long. And by the way, if you're going to use ratpoison and start customizing things, A very good way of doing it that I've found is making comments, dividing the things you do by keyboard rows. I mean, making a commented line that says row one, and put there all the key bindings you do with row one, and then row two. I found, after trying different options, that's a good way of dividing stuff, because that way, when you want to edit something, you can go directly there with only a text search. You want the key F to do whatever. In which row is key F? For row. Then you do a search text. Row 4, and you know you'll find the key binding there. And there are ways of doing that. There are other possibilities, but they make you think more, and this one is very, I found it to be very straightforward. So yeah, you can tell that a window manager is very powerful when it can steal the functionalities of a lot of other window managers. And that's what I've done with many of my customizations of ratpoison. All I've done has been taking the stuff that I liked from other window managers. For example, JWM, which stands for Joe Window Manager, is the original window manager that ships in most of Puppy Linux distributions. I use Puppy Linux. And there is a command there that I like, a shortcut keyboard shortcut that is Alt plus F1 opens the start menu. So I've stolen that shortcut and used it added in Rat Poison. The start menu it's a program I had to install, and Rat Poison doesn't have that kind of start menu, but to me that's an advantage because that one you can choose the one you like. I use one called SPM, Simple Puppy Menu, that I found in the forum, and it was very easy to install. I'll put a reference in the show notes because I don't remember in which programs it is based. Another keyboard shortcut that's very popular, it's Alt plus T to open the terminal. I also added to my Rat Poison configuration file because I like to make keyboards this kind of shortcuts. I prefer to be as similar in every computer as possible. No, I could open the terminal with any keyboard, but if I one day I have to work in a different system, it's great that I already have the muscular memory. So yeah, doing key bindings, it's very, very easy. Like I said, Rat Poison has two modes. One is in which you can type stuff, and you can also, another mode, you can simply press keyboard bindings to do things. Okay, so another thing I stole was from Ubuntu. I had a brief experience with Ubuntu that didn't go very well, but I liked an option it offered that was the pressing the Windows key. We should have a picture of a penguin in my case, but well, you know how things are. So pressing the Windows key and one of the arrows divided the screen in left in two halves. If you press the left or right, it was divided horizontally, and if instead you pressed upper of or down arrow, it made a vertical division. That's very useful, and because a lot of tasks require you to have two and only two programs, so that also I implemented in my Rat Poison file and call it the Ubuntu mode in the comments. And also another window manager I plagiarized was the DWM, which stands for Dynamic Window Manager, I think. It's another tiling window manager I tried before finding Rat Poison. And Dynamic Window Manager has the advantage that it also allows you, if you want, to do drag and drop stuff, for those who might be interested in having the same both options at the same time. What I really liked about this Dynamic Window Manager is that one of its modes consists in like a big screen division on left side of the screen. I occupies like 2/3 of the width, maybe like 2/3, and then the rest of the programs, all of them, you can see them smaller in the remaining third on the right side of the screen. So I added this functionality to my Rat Poison. I called it the DWM mode. as an option that I can turn on or off, and it's like a tool in my arsenal that sometimes comes handy. Other times it's better to use other options. Another option I think I commented in another podcast. This is another one I took from the internet, but then I've modified a lot to my taste. It's like taking the possibility of making a mosaic in which you can see all the programs you have opened divided in chunks, so they all fit in one screen. That's taken from Apple. I think it's called Expose or Expose. And again, I took it from the internet. I think it was a Perl script that can be. I've modified it to have two versions. One that shows the mosaic and then offers you the possibility of choosing one of those screens, and other that just puts all the programs in the mosaic and then lets you do what you want to do the next, like navigating among them or maximizing the one you want. I think I discussed this in a previous podcast. I don't remember. Okay. And then another modification I've done, which I'm very proud of, was probably my best effort in rat poison modification, is a Quake-like terminal. Before I reinventing the wheel, so to say, I tried all the Quake-like terminals I could find. What I wanted was a terminal that were independent of the workspace you're in. I mean, like a mothership, so to say, that you can get to from any point of your workspace. And the usual thing happens, a lot of them have good selling points, so to say, but they all lacked some functionality that to me was essential. For example, one that I used that I don't remember the name, I thought, hey, this terminal is great, I'm settling with this. Only to find when I started to use it, for example, that it didn't have auto completion of terms with the tab key, which is absolutely essential. Or the problem that I mentioned before regarding the rat poison command line, that it used sh instead of bash, so I couldn't customize it and add alias and small functions to do repetitive stuff. So I finally, using the groups mode that I've discussed before, I created a Quake-like terminal that appears when you press F12, and is like quote-unquote erased whenever you put another screen on top of it. It doesn't appear in the list of Windows. And it works very, very well. So that's like my masterpiece in rat poison customization. So this is in a nutshell or all I've done with my rat poison configuration, the pieces I have most relevant. I've taken out of this podcast the things like basic configuration, like you can, because you can find them in the internet, and I don't think they are so interesting. Like when you have to install rat poison, you get a default function key. You can modify it. I use a caps lock key because I've never used it. That kind of modification you have to do it yourself. But again, the documentation is the internet. I preferred to tell a bit about creative things you can do to make your computer more personal. So that's all for this podcast. I hope you found something interesting for your customizations, either if you use rat poison or not. And well, see you next time. Thank you for listening and have a great day. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.